Let's get to the agenda. Once again, what happened last night here in McCook? You had, let's see, first you had a few open forum activities, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, but even before we kicked that off, we started and had let Rick Johnson take the board through the Wrightstone Art Gallery to take a peek at the American Watercolor Society show. And so, again, that's open until October 27th, free to the public. And I know that Rick would love to show you around and talk to you a little bit about what's on display there. So it's not often that we get a national touring art exhibit there at McCook, but he is convinced that we're going to have it in 26 and 27. So a lot of art there to be appreciated, and if you're that's something you want to do, go down and see Rick. But once we got past that, yeah, we went back to the East Campus, a beautiful facility, and had our regular meeting. And in the open forum, we did introduce Brandon Pritchett and Tara Michaelis. They're the MCC International Student Club Advisors. We also have Angela Davila in North Platte that does similar things. And so they talked about they have 60 international students across all of our campuses. And we had about more than 20 countries represented. So just an awesome opportunity for the communities, for those students, both, you know, Nebraska and United States kids to the ones that are from out of the country, just to see the different cultures and how things go. So it's pretty awesome to have that many students and represent all parts of the world. So that was exciting. And then we did introduce some RAs and RLAs, and a lot of international students who come back a second year are in those positions. And so they're great kids, great students, and so we like to have them even be leaders on campus. So we were introduced to those last night. Marty Conroy from McCook, obviously a prominent person in McCook there, being a former public works director and city administrator, just continued to just, you know, talk to the board and say, we just encourage you to continue to build that town and gown relationship, and, you know, hopefully that we can figure out how to work together on some of the new facilities that are coming up. So we appreciate Martin and anybody's opportunity, had that opportunity to come to our open forum and talk to the board. So thanks to Marty for coming and expressing his feelings as well. We appreciate that. Vernon Graham, Jackson Delevo, you know, phenomenal trustees we have this year. Both represent the college as well. Both presidents. Jackson, you know, is an assistant volleyball coach down there with Haley, and both of them just very engaged. And they both talk about how our students just appear to be more engaged in student activities on campus, which is exactly what we want. But they do represent the student body well. They're connected, student activities, athletics, and other programs. And so, again, having them on the board, having that student flavor is phenomenal. Dr. Evan Olson, new math instructor there in McCook, Gothenburg graduate, kind of returning home, if you will, to the area. So excited to have him in his first role. Took Micah Marvin's position. You know, Micah went to the public schools and still teaches in dual credit for us as well. So continue to have that connection with Evan and with Micah. Caleb Taylor, new BC administrative assistant, started with us last summer, but first time board meeting. So Sharon Kiker introduced Caleb. He's kind of helps with the bells and whistles of East Campus and making sure the presenters have what they need technology wise. The building is up and running and accommodates all the different community business and community education courses that are going on over there. And probably the worst one on there was my assistant is retiring after 26 years. So no, Karen has been phenomenal. She keeps my calendar straight. She gets me where I need to be and when I need to be there. But after 26 years, she decided to call it a career and is retiring. And so her last full day is actually today. But she said, I'm a phone call away, and I know she's going to come in a couple times and help her successor when she gets on board. So we'll miss Karen, appreciate everything she's done for the college and her passion. I mean, most of her career was at the college, and so excited to have her. Hershey's native, and she's not going anywhere except just to have more fun. So that was the open forum, as you said. A lot of stuff. I already talked about the American Watercolor Society that Kirk talked about and his appreciation for that. We did have a nursing faculty resign in North Platte, so our other faculty are kind of picking up the load, which is fine. We've done it before, and so we'll continue to look for additional nursing faculty. And Great Plains Health and others have been great to help us with adjuncts as well, and we'll continue to build those partnerships. When you get into actions, pickleball club, so it's kind of up and growing. We all know it is, and so a couple of McCook students have promoted a pickleball club. We asked them to look area-wide, so they did. So we'll have a McCook and a North Platte chapter. But they have about 15, 16 students that are pretty active in that club now. And so the board did approve that. And I know that they're looking for a North Platte advisor as well. more internal, you know, building community, sense of community within the student body, and obviously encouraging community members in pickleball to reach out as well and, you know, have some good competitions and some just have some fun. And so looking to do that, we also know that the National Junior College Association, Athletic Association, pickleball is a growing sport. And so we started rodeo as a club sport. It went to an intercollegiate, and we've done well there. And pickleball eventually could get there as well. So we're going to walk before we run, but we're just excited to acknowledge that and give the students another opportunity to socialize and get to know each other outside of the classroom or off the traditional basketball or volleyball courts. So that one, continuing to work with the CDL program. Did it purchase two new semi trucks last night. And so this is 2022 technology, and it's kind of what you're seeing right now on the road. So we want to make sure that our students that graduate from the CDL program are being trained in the same type of equipment they're going to be driving when they're over the road. And so excited to have those coming in from us. And then continuing to look at what to do with housing. We're, you know, pushed pretty thin at all of our locations. And so that's going to be a discussion we're going to have with the board over the next few months is what we need to do to expand our housing opportunities. And so this contract with Beverage is to clear some trees in North Platte, north of housing. You can't really see that area from the street, but it is in need of some serious cleanup with some old pine trees that need to be knocked down and some soil compaction to make way for some new housing at some point. So the board did approve that, and really that was the board meeting in general.
Cabinet reports? I mean, did you kind of went over a few of those already, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. So there's really not a lot as far as is the cabinet reports. I mean, upcoming legislation, you know, we're going to look after additional dual credit funding. And then, you know, we're getting a lot of publicity on apprenticeships. And so we're working with the Department of Labor to become a registered apprenticeship partner on that piece. And we'll continue to work with business and industry to figure out how we can help them with the administrative process. Sometimes that's the burden. And those individuals and industries and businesses don't want to participate because they don't have the manpower to have to go through all the hoops to make that happen. So hopefully we can collaborate together between the community colleges, the Department of Labor, and others to make it a little more palatable for those business industries to be able to take on additional apprenticeships. And so that was a piece of it. Six Regions One Nebraska still been out and about looking, you know, across the area for workforce inventory and housing shortages, and so those are things that we're continuing to work on there as well. You know, we had the RPAC leadership, the student councils were on campus here a couple weeks ago, and so that's fun to get them on campus. Continuing with the 60th anniversary with the North Platte Community College, they're having their 60th anniversary volleyball game this Saturday, and then next fall we're going to kick off the 100th with McCook. So lots of cool stuff going on. It's a great time to be at the college, 23% increase right now with dual credit, and a couple percent increase with a non-dual credit. And so we're looking totally at almost a 9% increase in enrollment, which would give us probably our highest enrollment in 10 years. So we're pretty excited about what has kicked off in the fall so far.
And, of course, the RPAC Conference will return their volleyball championship and consolation game. Games are coming up next Tuesday at your place.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we can get those high school kids on campus, we want to do it. So, we're just glad we can partner with those conferences to bring their championship tournaments to us.
All right. Daniel, anything on your end as far as announcements for the from the college?
Yes, just something new that's kind of hot off the wire this morning. MCC was supposed to host the third Thursday event scheduled for Norris Avenue. It has been canceled due to impending weather, so no event tonight down on Norris Avenue for the third Thursday. But also would like to just mention that McCook Student Life will be hosting a trunk or treat event just outside McMillan Hall, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. Also, interested parties can register for spring and winter room classes at MPCC. Give us a call at any one of our campuses and we'll get you set up with an advisor to register for those classes. Just some important dates also coming up. I mentioned spring registration and winter room classes. Winter room classes will begin December 8th. Spring semester begins January 12th. If you're looking to get into our Associate Degree of Nursing program or our Licensed Practical Nurse program, nursing applications for that closes January 15th for the fall. And then, obviously, the scholarship deadline for MPCC, those are institutional-based scholarships, is March 1st. So if you're looking to try to get some of that free money to attend Mid-Plains Community College, the scholarship deadline is March 1st. So a lot of stuff coming up, important dates over the next couple of months.
Next month, Ryan, the meeting moves back to North Platte coming up November, isn't it?
It is, yep. So we had a short turnaround this time. There were only 3 weeks between, but we have 5 weeks now. And, yeah, the week before Thanksgiving, we'll be back at North Platte.